So in today's tutorial, we're going to talk about how you can have a specific software instrument or MIDI track in Logic ignore your sustain pedal. And in this instance, we're going to talk about it in the sense of when you have a track stack with multiple instruments in it. We're going to use the grand piano with pad and choir track stack from the Logic library to demonstrate this one. But this will work even with a single track of a software instrument. So let's say in a track stack with multiple software instruments, you want the piano to sustain, but not the strings, or vice versa, or you want the piano to sustain, but not the bass. This is how you go about doing that. And in this instance, we're gonna be using the MIDI modifier plugin. And the MIDI modifier plugin is essentially one of the MIDI effects. And the MIDI effects are plugins that you'd instantiate in front of your software instrument. So let's say you're using a sampler, for example, you can have MIDI effects in front of the sampler that will manipulate the MIDI data before passing it on to the sampler. Normally you use the MIDI modifier to remap something, let's say to use your sustain pedal to say work as a mod wheel, for example. So you could say input sustain pedal 64, output mod wheel. And now when you step on your sustain pedal, it will basically control whatever the mod wheel is supposed to control in that instrument. But in this instance, we're going to set the input and the output to both be the sustain pedal. And we're going to then set the scale all the way down to zero, so that way it does nothing when you step on the sustain pedal for whatever track it is instantiated on. So as you probably already know, when you have one of these track stacks with multiple instruments in it, when you play on a track stack, you're going to get the sound of all three instruments. So that's the piano, the pad, and the choir sound. And if I were to open that track stack,
track two, Steinway piano two.
And you see now if I play on the piano track, just the piano.
Track three, pad.
If I play on the pad track, just the pad.
Track four, choir.
And if I play on the choir track, you have just the choir sound. But once again, if I go back up to the track stack,
track two, Steinway piano two.
It didn't say name of the track stack for some reason, but you can tell that it's playing all three instruments again. All right, so what we're going to do is we need to put the MIDI modifier on the pad track and the choir track because I only want the sustain pedal event to apply to the piano track, the Steinway grand piano track. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to mute the choir track for now, actually, just to make this really clear.
Track two, Stein, track three, pad. Track four, choir.
So let's just go ahead and
toggle channel strip mute on.
Mute that. And what I'm going to do.
Track three, pad.
I'm on the pad track. I'm just going to jump in and mix it. That's just the way I prefer to work. So I'm going to press Command 2 to open a mixer here.
Pad, partially hidden. Channel strip groove. Untitled logics. Untitled. Mixer. Tracks. Window.
And you see that puts me on the pad track.
In pad, partially hidden, channel strip group.
Just go ahead and interact with that pad channel strip. And now I'm just going to press VO home to jump to the top.
Setting button.
And I'm just going to VO right over to where it says MIDI effect.
Gain reduction meter, off, EQ, MIDI plugin, button.
Right there, MIDI plugin, that's what it is, MIDI plugin. So if I VO space on this.
Menu, 11 items.
I'm going to go down to MIDI modifier.
Check mark, no plugin, arpeggiator, chord trigger, modifier.
There we go, modify, that's what we're looking for. Just hit return to bring that up.
Pad, dialogue, pad, dialogue.
All right, and now we're just going to hit VON to jump to the end of this window that has a table with all the parameters that we want to adjust.
Table, row 1 of 5, input event, velocity pop-up button, selected.
All right, so let's interact with this
in table.
Table,
row 1 of 5, input event, velocity pop-up button, selected, input event, velocity.
So you see input event, and it's set to velocity by default. It's the pop-up button, so we're going to VO space on
menu,
it.
Menu, 93 items.
And I'm just going to hit 64 to jump to sustain.
64 sustain.
Yep, so if you just type in 64 really quickly, it just jumps you to sustain, which is 64. You can down arrow through this and come down to sustain and hit return, but it's just faster to type 64, so I did that.
Closing menu, input event, 64 sustain pop-up button, sell two items.
All right, so now I'm going to navigate over to the next one.
Output event, one mod wheel pop-up button.
And you see the output event is set to the mod wheel by default, so for VO space on
menu,
this.
Menu, 95 items.
And same deal.
64 sustain.
Just
closing menu, output event, 64.
Select 64 and hit return. All right, so now.
Input through, check checkbox.
Input through. We want to turn this off, so we're going to uncheck this.
Uncheck.
And what this basically means is, like I said in the example earlier, let's say you remap your sustain pedal to be the mod wheel. Well, if you leave input through checked, it will still also pass on the regular sustain message. So now, in addition to it also being your sustain pedal, it would also be your mod wheel as well. So that's a clever use of it if you needed to use it for something like that. But in this instance, we want to uncheck it. So we did that.
Add zero slider, 50% slider.
That should remain at zero. So we're going to leave that there.
Scale, 200% slider, 100% slider.
And this scale, we're going to set this down to zero as well.
In scale, 200%, 100%, 100% slider.
That slider says 100%. We're going to interact
in
with
slider.
That. And
95%.
Turn it all the way down to zero. And we can go ahead and pull up our keyboard or play again.
0% slider.
And watch what happens if I hold a sustain pedal and let go to note. You see the pad is not sustaining, but right now I'm focused on the pad tracks. So let's close
mixer,
this.
Mixer, crew, Untitled Logics, Untitled, Mixer, Tracks, Window. Now in, Untitled Logics, Untitled.
All right, we're back in the main.
Track one grand
here.
Piano with pad and choir, groove.
And we're back on the track stack. So now, we don't have anything but the piano sustaining. Now, let's go unmute the choir track.
Track 2 Steinway, track 3 pad, track 4 choir, mute.
All right, so we got this choir track here.
Toggle
let's
channel
unmute
strip,
this. And same
track
deal.
Three, track 1 grand piano with pad and choir.
If I play this again, you'll see now it's just the choir and the piano sustaining because I have the modifier on the pad, so the pad isn't going to sustain. All right, so now let's do the same thing for the choir. I'm going to go back down to
track 2 Steinway piano 2, track 3 pad.
The pad track here because I want to copy these settings over. So I'm just going to jump back into the mixer command too.
Pad partially hidden, channel strip groove, Untitled Logics, Untitled, Mixer, Tracks, Window.
Interact with that track.
In pad partially hidden, channel strip groove. 28 items, pad, name, text, setting, button.
Be a home to jump to the top.
Game reduction
right.
On, equal, insert bar, button. MIDI plugin, groove.
So you see right here it says MIDI plugin.
MIDI plugin, button.
MIDI plugin.
ES2, groove.
ES2, so it's not showing me the thing. So sometimes you get a full screen to mixer window to see the name of your plugin. So command, control, F.
Window, dialogue.
Full screens that.
ES2, insert bar, button. ES2, groove. MIDI plugin, button. Modifier, groove.
All right, there we go. So we're back on modifier.
Modify, open button, list button, open button. Pad,
open
dialogue.
That. And
toolbar, button. Bypass, check, default preset, pop-up button.
Go over here to where it says default preset. I just want to copy these settings. So I don't have to do them again. So I'm just going to view space on
menu,
this.
Menu, setting, undo, redo, include, plug, next, right, rack, previous, left, copy. Closing menu, default.
And go to copy. And now I can close this window.
Now in, untitled lock.
And let's go down to the
arrow key, quick nav on.
Choir track.
Auto modifier, group. Out of pad, channel strip group.
All right, so we're going to go over to the choir track here.
Choir, channel strip group.
Interact with
in
that.
Choir, channel strip group. 28 items, choir.
Jump to the top.
Choir, button.
And reel right over to MIDI.
Game reduction meter, on. Equalizer thumb, MIDI plugin, button.
Reel space.
Menu, 11 items. Check mark, no plugin, arpeggiator. Chord trigger. Modifier.
Go down to modifier.
Choir, dialogue. Choir, dialogue.
Just hit return to open that up. And I'm going to reel right over to the default button again.
Toolbar, button, bypass, check, default preset, pop-up button.
There we go. Default preset, pop-up button, reel space.
Menu, setting, dim, undo, redo, include, plug, next, right, previous, left, copy, paste. Closing menu.
And I just pasted those settings over when I view space on paste. And now if I jump to the end of this window.
Table, row 1 of 5, input event, 64 sustain pop-up button.
So you'll see we have the same settings.
In tables,
here.
Input event, 64 sustain pop-up button.
Input event, 64.
Output event, 64 sustain pop-up button. Input through, uncheck checkbox, add, zero slider, fifth scale, minus 200, scale, minus 200.
All right, so there, we have that all the way down, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to close this
now
window.
Now untitled logic.
And now the choir track should be behaving the same way. See, as soon as I let go
Untitled,
of the key,
mixer, tracks.
It stops playing even though I'm holding down sustain. So let's close the mixer here.
Window, dialogue.
And we'll go back.
Track 3 pad. Track 1 grand piano with pad and choir.
Grand piano with pad and choir. We got that here. And so now if I play this. So you see, once again, only the piano's sustaining. Now, we can save that modifier setting as a preset as well. So that way you can just pull up that preset in the future when you need to do something like that. And you can also do this, everything I just showed you from the channel strip in the inspector as well. So if you prefer to work that way, you can do all that from there. So I'm going to show you that from the channel strip inspector. So first, I'm just going to select that.
Track 2, Steinway piano, track 3, pad.
That pad track, stop interacting with the tracks. Go over to the inspector, interact with
inspector,
that. VOM to the mixer,
interact. Layout area, pad, partially hidden, channel strip group.
Interact with the pad.
In pad, partially hidden, channel strip group. 33
and
items, pad, name.
VO home.
On, librarian.
Jump to the top, VO right.
Pad, button, gain reduction need, on, EQ, insert bar, button, off, library indicator, modifier, group.
And we got modifier
group. In modifier, open, button.
Open that
pad,
up.
Pad, dialog, toolbar, button, pad, toolbar, button, bypass, default preset, pop-up button.
Go over to where it says default preset,
menu,
space.
Setting, undo, redo, include, next right, previous left, copy, paste, load ellipsis, save, dim, save as ellipsis.
Let's do save as.
Untitled PST.
And we'll call
save
this.
As. Where? Save that, save that, save as. Arrow key, quick nav off.
No.
Select O, no, S, U, S, T, A, I, N. Sustain PST. No sustain P, where? N. Show more options, cancel, but save, button. Now in, untitled logics, untitled, tracks, window, open, button.
All right. So now we can pull that up in the future if we need to use it without having to worry about setting this up manually. We just add the MIDI modifier to the track, and then we can just go ahead and select our no sustain preset. That's pretty much it. So if you got any follow-up questions, leave them in the comments below. And until next time, happy recording.